وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits in the Quran that promotes human rights. With these verses, we need to always keep in mind that they have different dimensions to them. They have different depths. They are not just one-faced verses. And that's how the Quran is. It's got depths until seven depths, as we read in the hadith. So we're trying to look at verses in the Quran which promotes the concept of human rights. One of the concepts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants human beings to have is the concept of goodness, being good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the verses in chapter 25, verse 63, He says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who walk upon the earth easily, and when the ignorant address them, they say, peace. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to look at how a human being should be, especially those who consider themselves to be the servants of Allah. He said that when you walk on earth, you're going to deal with different people. The way you act towards them makes all the difference. Because this verse itself promotes the idea of peaceful coexistence and tolerance in society. إِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people talk to them, and obviously the ignorant people, when they talk to them, they will talk to them in a bad manner. They're trying to cause problems. But the mu'min, in return, he shows peace, not violence. So it encourages individuals like me and you to be calm, composed, when we are even faced with the harshest of the ignorant behavior from others, and to respond with words of peace. When we say words of peace, the Quran says, Salaman qalu salama, or salaman salama, peace. Peace is just a verbal word. So not literally when someone comes and throws accusations at me or curses me or told me things, I'm just going to say to him, peace, salama. No, actually peace, it's a word that needs to manifest itself in the person, in his actions. His actions have to be peaceful towards the other person, because I'm capable of hitting, I'm capable of harming other people, I'm capable of doing a lot of things. But the Quran says to me, no, you have to control yourself. So the Quran wants me to promote something different. As a mu'min, I have to promote peaceful behavior. And this verse, it tries to speak about that and how we can produce peaceful behavior and give it to other people as well. Let us take a short break and then we will come back and continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we are saying that the verse in chapter 25, verse 63, it promotes peace when it comes to people. So by promoting peaceful behavior, the verse helps to reduce conflict and promotes harmony in society. It encourages people to treat others with respect and compassion, regardless of their background or circumstances. This helps to create a society that is more inclusive and welcoming for all. So do you see how the ayah itself, just in one simple concept of just being good, being peaceful, it changes everything around? And also this verse itself emphasizes the importance of individuals being humble and respectful when interacting with other people. So I have a person with hostility towards me, a person who is trying to cause me harm, whether it is verbal or physical. But me, I'm saying, let it go. There's no need for violence. There's no need to harm other people. He's just being an ignorant. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I just walk off. This is what the ayah is trying to promote. So a person who is in this state where he is letting go of things and not holding grudges or reacting, in fact, he's being humble. And he said, it's not worth it. So it encourages individuals to walk gently on earth and avoid causing harm or damage to other people. So the verse in Surah Al-Furqan, it actually promotes the values of peace, the values of tolerance and respect for other people, which is essential for promoting human rights. It encourages individuals to treat others with kindness and compassion and to avoid causing harm or conflict by promoting these values. So the verse in return, if we look at it carefully, helps to create a society that is more peaceful, more inclusive, and respectful to human rights. So when you look at the verse, don't just say, well, that just seems to be, you know, a very average verse. It just says, say peace and walk away. Rather, it's not as simple as it may look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to create a human conduct, a human behavior that we need to have. That if I have it, you have it, and everyone else around us have it, then obviously we're going to have a more peaceful society. Or let's say not everyone has it, but at least some of us has this kind of trait. If we have this trait, then at least we can help other people. Because if I'm going to get angry and he gets angry and she gets angry, then we're going to have a problem in society. And most of the issues that we have in today's world where people constantly jump to violence and harming one another, either verbally or either physically, is because they don't have that tolerance towards one another. Allah says, no, Ibadur Rahman, and he was very specific. If you classify yourself as a servant of Allah, then that's your conduct. If this is not my conduct, and it is not your conduct, then we cannot say we are Ibadur Rahman, we are the servants of Allah. It will not work. Allah says, no, my servants are the ones that when they are faced with hostility, when faced with violence, when faced with other people being bad to them, they reply in a different way. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.